So this next storyteller has told stories before, and he's just a naturally garrulous, likable guy. So if you could please welcome Ryan T. Shields. He comes with his own fan club, which we like. He's also tall.
So this is a story of turning 21. But there's two things that you should know. One, growing up, I also didn't drink really ever before I turned 21. Not for any particularly religious reasons, just the people that I hung out with never did. And I always thought that what I was doing was more fun than going to field parties to drink. I mean, I wasn't invited to the field parties to drink. But if I had been, I would have been like, no, my sister got me tickets to Scream 2. So I got a lot on the burners. And so I never really drank. And the other thing is my family and friends are convinced I have a birthday curse, which I know sounds very like sitcom-y, right? But every birthday just goes off the rails. Death and destruction and despair and people stuck on flights and detained by customs. And just for some reason, my birthdays just never go the way they should. And they're not all that fun. So for my 20th birthday, my cousin Tina decided to throw just a low-key party in the backyard of a friend. They had a pool. And as we were hanging out listening to music in the pool, a neighbor comes over, grief-stricken, crying. And his mother had just died. And so the family had gathered next door to sort of mourn their mom. And our music and happiness was interfering with that. Rightfully, I mean, I understand. And so he came over to ask if we could not do that. So I'm like standing in an above ground pool. Like, I'm sorry. So sorry. And so my cousin and friends whisper sang happy birthday to me. Which is super sad. And so for my 21st birthday, I really wanted to do it up, right? Like, I wanted to get drunk, and I wanted to have fun. And I felt in order for this to happen, I needed to be in control of every single part of it. My cousin decided to throw me a surprise party. She felt differently. And surprise parties just, they freak me out. It's very stress-inducing. Everyone's trying to get the surprise together. People are trying to come before the guest of honor arrives, and then usually there's one person who ruins that, and you can't get people to quiet down. It's very stressful to me to attend a surprise party and to have one thrown for me. And so I walk in, and it's different groups of friends all together. And I normally like to keep my groups separate because I know people won't get along. And so I walk in and instantly just want to vomit, right? I'm like, all right, there's people I need to keep separated the whole night. This is a lot of work for me. And it was actually pretty incredible. People were getting along. They had planned these really fun games. We did an over-under, remember that in grade school? You put something over your head, under your legs, but we did it with beer. Then when you got to the end, you had to chug it, run to the front. Very fun. You should all do it. Anytime you can work in an over-under game, I just think that really is a lot of fun. And I'm standing with my cousin, looking out, and different groups of people talking. Everyone's having fun. And it was very corny, but I'm like, wow, it took turning 21 to break the birthday curse. And so I'm looking out. And my cousin's husband runs out of the house. Denali just ran away. Their dog just ran out of the house and got hit by a car in front of the house. So my cousin Tina looks at me and is like, no, and runs to the front. Everyone runs to the front yard. And Tina picks up Denali. She's bleeding. He's not moving. I burst into tears. Just because I love Denali too, and also my birthday is now ruined. Let's be honest. These two things, she gets in a car, drives off, and all of the friends are standing around like, so we're going to go. We're going to go. And so everyone left. and so whatever buzz I had at that moment obviously was gone. My friends were gone, and I stayed to clean up after the 21st birthday. Denali ended up being fine. He broke his leg. I mean, he's dead now because this was like 12 years ago. Let's just be realistic, right? It happens. But yeah, and the birthday curse lives on. So, thank you.